It is a privilege to be here before you, and thank you, Pastor Sam and this council, for allowing me to share the good message of our Lord. I want to invite you to reflect on the issues that are coming when we are talking about Christmas, and especially from the perspective of John, the chapter 1 of John. And chapter 1 of John, it's illustrates the world in which John lives, of course, but also it talks about our own world. So let me read for you John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. The word of the Lord says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And through the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in him, in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The world became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then verses 18 says, "No one has ever seen God, but the Son and only, who is himself God himself. He is in closer relationship with the Father. He made him known." I was reflecting on this passage throughout the week, and impacted me how contemporary the message is for us. Just think about the kind of world that we live in today. Think about the world that John lived during those days. It is clear that this passage talks in a very different way about Jesus. Who is Jesus in this passage? What is Jesus in this passage? This is a very Christological passage. It talks in a very simple but very deep way about the nature, the work, and of course, the act of becoming the Son of God, about Jesus himself. So, but what kind of world was this? When we read about this passage, we find a word that is repeatedly throughout the whole passage, and it is darkness. Jesus says the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. We assume that there was darkness. And there in verses 5, he says, "The light shines in the darkness." What does John mean by darkness? What is the idea that is represented here? In the Old Testament, as in the New Testament, this is an evocative word, symbolizing that God cannot be when there is darkness. Darkness cannot connotes the absence, actually, of God himself. And when there is not God, everything happens. The wicked desires appear, the evil appears, and of course, the ignorance, and of course, the end is death. So, when light comes in, salvation is what chose. So darkness symbolizes then a very negative, harmful, evil, and a fearful act of human beings. It is the absence of natural light here that demonstrates a state of misery and adversity. It was not only the darkness, but also the heart of men that is revealed in this passage. It seems like the world was not only without God, was complete in darkness, but also the world was blind. The scripture says that they were unable to recognize him. He was in the world, but they didn't recognize him. He was coming to their own, but their own didn't recognize him. And even worse, the world, his own, didn't receive him. Can you imagine going to your own family after a while and arriving to that airport and not seeing every one of your family? Well, you say, probably they forgot that this is my day of my arrival. Took a taxi, go home, and nobody knows who you are. Well, but I am part of you. You are my family. And they said, I don't know who you are. Who are you? It seems like this is what happened with Jesus when he came. He came to this world. They didn't recognize him. They didn't receive him. Now, think about the world that we live in today. Are we able to recognize Jesus? Are we able to read the times that we are living in? You see, we are about to celebrate Christmas. But think what is going on in the world today. Is there any darkness around us? Have you read the news in the last days? The shooting in the schools, the rising of this virus again, the possibility of another war between US and Russia, because of this possible invasion into Ukraine. Did you read about these 55 people who died in this crash of the trailer that will bring them to the States? They were traveling through Mexico. 160 people were injured, 55 died. Do you see the spiritual darkness that we live in today? The pain that the people are suffering. Can you feel the ignorance? We are so willing to celebrate Christmas, but we don't want to invite Jesus. It's too much religion. That's why sometimes we prefer to say it's the time of the season, right? We don't even want to mention Christmas. We want to celebrate Christmas, but we don't want to celebrate the birth of the Savior, So what was the message that John wants to share with his audience and also with us? What a message. He says, the light has come to this world. La luz venía a este mundo. The light has come. And the darkness cannot prevail against this light. He is the light. He has the power in himself to bring light in any dark place in the world, in the universe. You see, light in this context meaning not only the absence of darkness, but also salvation, life, truth, guidance, joy, happiness, the true light that we find in Jesus. That's what John is talking about. The true light which lighted every man has come into this world. You see, a world where we see false lights is in need of the true light of God. You see, a false light may lead into a danger or to errors. But the true light will guide us, will protect us, will give us joy, peace, and of course, hope. And there is not only that the light is in us, is among us. Look at the Bible, and John 1:14 says, the light, the world become flesh and make his dwelling among us. Make his dwelling among us. And in Spanish we say it, y el verbo se hizo carne y habitó entre nosotros. He came to live with us, among us. Isn't that good news? Not only that the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus himself, God himself, took our own flesh to become one of us. I'm not happy with that. He dwelt among us. He moved his tent to live with us. It's not because he needed it. It's not because he wants to understand who we are. It was for us so we can see the truth, the light, and the way to the Father. Is this solidarity or what? You know what solidarity means? It's to put yourself in the shoes of someone else. Especially in the shoes of those who are suffering. Especially in the shoes of those who are in darkness. In the shoes of those who are blind. That's what Jesus is doing. He moved himself into this world. Yeah, he was the Son of God, as he is. He was the light of the world, but he decided on his own will to become one of us, one with us. Verses 18 give us another reason why Jesus did what he did. He says, no one ever seen the Father. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. You know, the deepest desire of human beings, of us, everyone, is to know God. Is it not our deepest desire? We want to know God. We want to know who He is. Well, Jesus says, I am here to show you who the Father is. Compassion, love, kindness, gentleness. I am Him. I am here to show you that. The Son is able to reveal the truth, the light, and the way to the Father. You see, to a world where there is no God, Jesus came to be the guide. To a world where that is in darkness, He came to be the light. To a world that is blind, He came and said, I can give you the sight. I can give you that. And not only that, I can be with you right here to guide you. Now, is this a comforting reality? Is that a message for you here? I think it is a message for all of us. You see, this light of Jesus Christ transcends. What that means is, it's for you as well. It's for us. This light is for all of us. I don't know what is your conditions today, what the circumstances that you are surrounded by. Maybe you are stressful because of your work, probably because of your family or sickness. Jesus has come so you can see the light. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to go through life by yourself. He has come to be the light of your life. He has come to enlighten your darkness. He has come to make your life shine in His name. And not only that, He came to be among us, to be among you. He has moved His tent, His heavenly glory place, to be with you, to be with us. And I think that's Christmas about. It's the revelation of God Himself through Jesus Christ. I don't know how close you are with God at this moment. I don't know if Jesus is living in your own heart. I don't know if you are counting with Him in your daily basis. Christmas is about Jesus. It's about rebirth in Jesus Christ. It's a new opportunity to ask God to be a part of our own lives, our own world. You are not alone. God has loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to live with you, in you, to bring you joy, to bring you hope, to bring you peace, to enlighten your world. Don't go through life without Him. Amen. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You. We thank You for Your love and for Your kindness. Thank You for not leaving us by ourselves. We truly need You. This world truly needs You. Come and light our world. Come, live among us. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, once again. Shine in every corner of our beings to the glory of the Father. In his name we pray. Amen.